Since the city of Saratoga Springs was incorporated in 1915, the community has held on to its unique commission-style form of government through multiple reform efforts over the decades. But that may be about to change, depending on the outcome of a ballot question to change the city charter. Of the 8,356 who voted on the charter change question, the yes votes were leading by 48. The decision will now depend on absentee ballots. If the charter change is affirmed, in 2020, Saratoga Springs will change its current governing structure, where five city councilors also serve as department heads, to a council-manager system. The new system would include seven city councilors, including a full-time mayor, and an appointed city manager. Saratoga Springs Charter Review Commission Chair Bob Turner, also a professor at Skidmore College, was on pins and needles late Tuesday.
I told my family that, you know, on November 7th, it would all be over, and it seems like it may not be. And my students' papers are going to have to wait a little bit longer to be graded.
Turner said it could take between 10 and 14 days for all absentee ballots to be counted. Richard Sellers, a member of the anti-charter change group, Success, said he wasn't surprised by the close vote.
I would rather be up 48 than down 48. But it's within the realm of possibility for the charter turned down.
The charter question dominated city politics for months. The city's mayoral candidates took opposing sides on the measure. Debates and forums in the weeks leading up to Election Day drew crowds of curious Saratogians. Controversy continued right up to Election Day. Three members of the city council who ran unopposed questioned the Charter Review Commission's financial review of the plan that was mailed to homes. They also pressured the group in support of charter change, called It's Time Saratoga, to reveal its funders. It's Time Saratoga confirmed that it was funded by the International City-County Management Association. The group then called Success a, quote, who's who list of Saratoga made up primarily of builders, developers, and bankers, end quote. The heated opinions are unlikely to cool down soon. Early Wednesday morning, Turner wrote on Facebook that the Charter Review Commission has hired an outside attorney and plans to meet with the Saratoga County Board of Elections to discuss the vote. Turner wrote, quote, this is like Florida 2000. We plan on zealously representing the people of Saratoga Springs who voted for the new charter, end quote. For coverage on the Saratoga Springs City Council races, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.